Greg in Ohio, you've got the money pit, and unfortunately, you've also got mice. What can we do for you?
What's going on, Greg?
I recently bought a home that was built in 1987. It's kind of a split-level home. And my wife was hearing a little bit of scratching in the walls, and I had taken the vents off and shot the camera down in there, and I'm like, I don't see anything. And after about a week of this little scratching, we started smelling a really bad odor. Mm. And this happened once, and we're like, oh, okay, well, the smell's going away. And it kept happening over and over for about 3 months.
Huh.
And we finally put a camera through the wall and was kind of trying to find out where they were coming from. And it seems like they're coming from the attic.
Right.
Well, in the home, there was a shower put in. And when I'm up in the crawl space, I notice that the shower is not enclosed on the top.
Right.
You know, as it comes through.
You mean like from the attic down, it's not enclosed.
Yeah, from the attic up, in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And these mice are crawling in, and they're dropping into the wall.
All right, well, look, they're looking for food. Have you hired an exterminator yet?
No, I haven't. And what I want to do is I want to see if I can seal that off. But my next problem is I have, in this home, I have a crawl space, and it is literally like the width of my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
So me getting any type of boards up there is going to be a task.
Right. Now, let me just stop you there for a second. When you say crawl space, you talking about the space below the floor or above the ceiling?
No, above the ceiling, because it's really not like a...
This is like a flat roof or a very low slope roof?
It's probably about a 6'12".
Listen, Greg, let me say something. I understand you're trying to find all the places mice can get in and steal them, but the truth is you really can't, because they only need this space, you know, about the width of a nickel or a quarter to squeeze in. And just because you found those big gaps doesn't mean that there's not going to find another way into your house. So I would recommend really focusing on kind of a total control solution where you have a combination of baits and traps, for example, that are accessible to the rodents, and they're just looking for food, and they'll feed on them, and then they'll go outside and die. If they're falling, I think they're just scampering around looking for that food. They often like to burrow in insulation too, which is sometimes why you see them in the attic. But you could also go up in that attic, even though it's really small, and you can toss bait packets up there so that they get into all different corners of the attic if you can't physically get there. If you have pets, you can use a device called a bait station down on the lower level where the bait is inside a container that only the mice can get in, but the pets can't. And then beyond that, you want to make sure that you're eliminating any easy sources of food for the pets, for example, dog food's a big one. A lot of folks will store those big bags of dog food in their garage or in their pantry, and the mice will chew right through that and have a smorgasbord. So, you know, that sort of thing, fixing up any small holes that you find around the foundation perimeter, eliminating nesting sites like firewood piled against walls and things like that. You know, those are the ways that you reduce the propensity for mice to get in. I've got a post on moneypit.com about how to do that if you go in there and search how to get rid of mice. I'm sure it'll pop up. But that's what I would focus on, because I don't think you're physically going to be able to seal up all these holes that you're describing, because access is difficult. And even if you did, I think they'll just find another way to get in there.
Yeah, I was just, any attic that I usually go up in usually has like, plywood floor or, your joist jumping.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not always. I mean, I was a home inspector for 20 years. Sometimes you just can't get up in there. There's not enough room to move around. I got an attic in my house over the first story section, which was that's the new addition. It was built in 1901. So it gives you an idea how old my house is. And I can't physically get in there. And so when we did some insulation work a couple of years back, we tore off the roof from the outside, and I applied spray foam insulation. I shot down from the exterior across the ceiling and then put the attic back together, basically working from the outside. So sometimes you have to get creative with how you work in spaces like that.
Yeah, that I'll bet that worked out nice.
Yeah, it did. It was the first time that that first floor section had ever been, you know, close to the same temperature as the rest of the house.
Yeah, well, we have the same problem. I mean, 1987 home. The upstairs is not, I just don't know. It just doesn't seem like, it gets what it needs to get.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that can play into that. Insulation is certainly one of them. But I hope that gives you some direction on the way to try to get these mice under control. Okay, Greg?
Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.